This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with local news and commentary for Thursday, October 15th, 2020. Today is the last opportunity to participate in the 2020 census. So anyone who has not yet responded needs to go directly to www.2020census.gov right now and click the respond button. I'm waiting. The most compelling and perhaps selfish reason to participate is that allocations of federal funds tie directly to the number of people counted in a particular region. Responses determine the disposition of approximately $1.5 trillion in federal spending and determines how House of Representatives and states are reapportioned and redistricted. Jefferson County's self-response rate is 66.3%, with 54.6% of that being internet response. Our area's census office in Olympia reports a 99.9% non-response follow-up. Fieldwork included counted the homeless and group housing units and following up with those households that did not reply to the invitation sent earlier this year continues. Jefferson County hosted several census pop-ups at venues around the county to assist those who had not responded. Originally, the census was set to end September 30th with population data delivered to the president at the end of December. In April, the Census Bureau requested that Congress grant a 120-day extension for data collection to October 31st and population count delivery to 2021 because of the impact of the pandemic. After legal challenges, district court rulings, and appeals, the Supreme Court Tuesday ruled that the count will end today. Those who don't have access to a computer can call 844-330-2020 to complete the questionnaire. The second installment of Jefferson County property taxes are due Monday, November 2nd, with no allowable payment extensions. Those who have already paid their full property tax amounts or have taxes deducted from mortgage payments can ignore this deadline. There are four drop boxes around the county for payment by check. They are located in the rear of the courthouse, Port Ludlow Community Bank, and at First Security Bank in Port Townsend and Port Hadlock. Taxes paid by mail must be postmarked no later than November 2nd. Credit card payments may be made online or by phone, but will be assessed a 2.5% fee. Better to pay with a Visa debit card, which costs a $3.95 flat fee. To request paperless tax statement delivery for 2021 via email instead of hard copies by USPS, sign up by linking on the link e-notices online on the Treasurer's webpage. A warning against paralytic shellfish poisoning prohibiting shellfish harvesting is still in effect in 14 local waterways. Public access points are posted with warning signs. As soon as toxins decline, the shellfish safety map will be updated by Washington State Department of Health and signs will be removed from public beaches. And finally, the numbers. Jefferson County now has 80 reported cases of COVID-19. This even number is equally divided between men and women. 61 people are awaiting test results, and the positive rate is 0.85%, well below the national average. And it is now 19 days until a general election. Jefferson County mailed ballots to nearly 30,000 voters yesterday. They should begin to arrive in mailboxes today. Those who have not yet received their ballots by October 20th, that's next Tuesday, should call 360-385-9119 to straighten things out. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman. Thank you for listening.